This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us. Great to have you with us, and we've got a lot to talk about this week, Jim Jones. The Denver Nuggets on the verge of clinching their first ever NBA championship. Friday night, they went up 3-1 over the Miami Heat, taking both games in Miami. Denver will try to close it out on Monday night back at home before what's going to be a raucous crowd. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more with two special guests, guys that you know very, very well. Your former broadcast partner on the radio side before he went to Bally's and does great work on the TV side for the Cavs, J. Mike, John Michael. And later on in the show, we're going to hear from the Czar, as Marv Albert used to call him, Mike Fratello, former Cavaliers head coach, who also now does great work on the TV side.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting for our fans to get a perspective on how John Michael sees the season. Of course, they do television and we do radio, but his insights are amazing. And Coach Fratello, I've got you're going to learn some insight as far as Eastern coaching and what those coaches go through and what's the common thread among coaches in the NBA. They come from the East.
Yeah, two great guests this week on Cavs HQ. We look forward to hearing from them both. We're going to start things off with J. Mike, John Michael, the television voice of the Cavaliers, will join us next, so stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Mobley puts it on the floor, got bumped by Holiday to the basket. Evan Mobley with a gorgeous move. He now has 38. Garland high steps over the timeline, stops on a dime, hits the three. Darius Garland has been unreal here in the fourth quarter. Mitchell for three.
Oh,
unbelievable. Just a dynamite performance. Breathtaking, dazzling, phenomenal. There are not enough words to describe what Donovan Mitchell has done here tonight.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Those outstanding calls from John Michael, who now joins us in the guest chair. Of course, John, the television voice of the Cavaliers, but for many years did a great job on the radio side, working with my broadcast partner, Jim Jones. So it's good to reunite you two. And, John, as always, we welcome you to Cavs HQ. Appreciate you dropping by.
Yeah, great to be with you guys. Good to catch up a little bit over the summer.
Well, as the summer unfolds, we get a chance to decompress and look back on the 22-23 Cavalier season. So now that you've had a chance to kind of reflect, all in all, just your thoughts on the season as it unfolded.
You know, it's interesting when you contrast this season that just ended to the season previous. There are some similarities, there really are, you know, in that both of them, I think, ended sooner than we all wanted them to. You know, we had some expectations that we anticipated based upon how the team played earlier in the season where things might end up. And you look back two seasons ago, it ended in the play-in tournament as the Cavs, you know, had some injury issues down the stretch. Couldn't get out of the play-in tournament. Then they win 51 games this past season, go into the first round and run into a Knicks team that was playing some pretty good basketball, and the season ends right there. You hope, I think, when you see how things are trending, that they continue to learn. They certainly learned from two seasons ago. You know, they end up winning 51 games last year. The team is better. They get into the playoffs, and now you see maybe where the team needs to improve, and I think that's going to be the goal here moving into next season. You know, 51 wins was nice, but now this team has got to put itself not only in a position to qualify for the playoffs, to put themselves in a good seed, but also to have success come playoff time. And I think we continue to learn, and if things do progress the way this team wants them to, that is the next step. But I think that's what we're looking at, guys, next season. How is this team preparing itself? How is it, you know, even in terms of personnel, there's a lot of different things that go into it. How is it putting itself in a position to potentially do some damage once playoff time rolls around?
John, you know, that probably is the number one thing, personnel, you know, personnel evaluation based upon how we struggle with matchups against the Knicks, a team that we were supposed to beat. But all that thrown out, John, it still comes back to that wing, that three player, the guy who could make that short corner three and bench. I'd like to get your thoughts. Could the Cavaliers win less than 51 games but be better than this year?
Yeah, I think they could. And in fact, you know, we've seen that happen with a number of teams. It's a little bit different, but, I mean, you know, you saw Milwaukee a couple of seasons. Milwaukee's winning 60-some games during the regular season, plowing through the regular season, but they come to the playoffs and they realize they have some holes. You know, Golden State, you look back at the season, they lost to the Cavs in 2016. They had that wild season where they're, you know, they're looking to win 70 games, right? But it wasn't the season they wanted once the playoff time rolls around. And again, obviously they're different situations, but I think the same concept holds that, yeah, I think this team can not win 51 games next year, but be in a better position to do some damage in the playoffs. You're right, Jimmy. I think, you know, when you look at personnel, certain areas got, you know, when you get into the playoffs, you know, if you have warts or if you have areas that you're not confident in, they get exposed really quickly. And I think we continue to learn about this team and continue to learn where those holes are. I think that, you know, there's no question the bench is an area where the Cavs are going to have to, you know, figure out what works. you know, and what that personnel is and how they can, you know, arrange matchups. There were matchups that really, really hurt the Cavs, obviously, in the playoffs, not only off the bench, but with the starters as well. So, yeah, I think there's where you learn, right? If your team is progressing, if your organization is progressing, you know, in the way you want it to progress, that's the next building block. That's the next step. So, yeah, I'm with you, Jim, in that if I'm reading you right, I don't know if the wins and losses during the regular season is the ultimate thing anymore. I think it was more so last year, you know, right after they missed the top six two seasons ago. And all right, now we got to get top six. And then once we got close enough, all right, we got to get top four for home court advantage. Now, okay, let's just make sure we're a playoff team. But the ultimate goal is let's make sure we're ready come playoff time.
John, you said playoff team, and there's a difference between a playoff team and a team that can go deep in the playoffs. And we're all basketball junkies. We've been watching the playoffs ever since the Cavs got knocked out. Where is that line? What do the Cavs need to do to become a team that can go deep in the playoffs rather than a playoff team?
Well, it's interesting. You know, to me, Miami is such an interesting case, right? I mean, Miami in the play-in tournament looked like they were gone, right? And again, this even bridges back to Jim's question. They didn't win a lot of games during the regular season. We know they're a quality basketball team. We've seen the damage they can do come playoff time. But they didn't win a lot of games, and in fact, they looked like they were sunk in the play-in tournament. They looked like they weren't going to get out and even make the, you know, the postseason field. But I think that's the key, you know, Tim. When you look at, you need players, I think, who have been there before. The Cavs have players like Donovan Mitchell, and this experience, I think, is a good one for the Cavs. You know, you look at a bunch of these teams that have gotten to the finals, and they had their, I don't know if flameouts is the right word, but they had their exits, and some early exits from the postseason, and some weren't really pretty, you know, of these teams that built their way up. Milwaukee, again, I think is a perfect example. A couple of years, they went out early with all this talent, and you were saying, what in the world's wrong with the Bucks? But they learned, right? And they figured it out, and they got to a point where they knew how to play playoff basketball, and you just hope that that's the case with the Cavs. And some of that is experience. And there's no question the Cavs did not have a lot of playoff experience, you know, coming into this season. I think it showed, right? And hopefully now, having gone through that, again, in an ideal world, some of these same players are going to be ready to go the next season. We've seen that with some of these guys that are, you know, tried and true and tested in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler, again, like I said, is a perfect example, I think, Tim. So, yeah, I think this experience should be good for the Cavs, and we'll see, you know, how it plays out next year.
Great point. Again, we're talking with John Michael. He's the television voice of the Cavaliers, does an awesome job on Bally's. We're going to take a quick timeout, but we've got more to hear from J. Mike. So stay with us. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You're listening to Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
We welcome you back. Not only the two of us, but the dynamic duo on the other side of the window, technical director Marty Allen, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin. And our very special guest, a guy that Jim Jones worked with for many years before I joined him on the Cavaliers radio side of things. His broadcast partner was John Michael. Jim, you want to start things off with J. Mike here in segment two?
Yeah. In our arrangement, when John and I worked together, he was Jokic and I was Murray. He covered up all my mistakes, all my double adjectives and broken sentences. You made me look good, John.
I never would have guessed under any circumstances that I would be the seven-footer in that comparison.
I also want to say I've never seen anyone work harder than John Michael. Let me tell you, John, and John would never tell you this, his excellence is based on his preparation. John used to listen to every game. His first 3 years, he listened to every game. He put his headphones on the plane. I mean, we would talk 11, 12 o'clock at night. I said, what are you doing? I'm listening to the game. And I'm 70-some years old, and I'm saying, are you crazy? but it worked for you, John. It really did. And you're one of the top ones in the business. You really know your craft. The one thing I wanted to talk about, John, was Jokic. You know, I have my own ideas about Jokic, and so does every announcer that's on television that never spoke his name, and then all of a sudden they start winning the series, and Jokic becomes almost the greatest player in the game. Talk a little bit about what you see in Jokic.
Well, first off, thank you so much for the kind words, Jim. I appreciate it. You were a big part of, obviously, any success that I had on the radio side. Jokic, I mean, this guy's something else, isn't he? I mean, I almost want to get your perspective, Jim, as somebody who played that position. But, man, you know, you are a good passer, you know, and you see some of the skills in his game and your game. But, boy, it seems like nothing phases this guy, doesn't it? I mean, obviously the pass. I mean, to be able to pass that way for any player, let alone for a seven-footer, a guy at that pivot man position, is just special to watch. And doesn't it seem, Jim, that he can be in all kind of traffic, yet that shot, he'll be able to put it up. It'll sit on the rim three or four times and just drop through soft. He's getting hit from one side, hit from the other side. It's unbelievable what I've seen. But I'm interested in your take, Jimmy. How special is this player at that center position, and not just as a center, but in the NBA?
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, everybody's been struggling, even the Jalen Rose, who seems to have an answer for everything. He just doesn't seem to have an answer for Jokic. He uses all the traditional cliches and everything else. But the one thing I noticed that everybody's forgetting is it's not his skill set. It's the way he sees the game. And
yeah.
Also, it has a lot more to do with what we call the intangibles. The intangibles. He's tough, man. And with two brothers that are over 6'7", weighing 270, that are at every game, you know, he's got somebody, and they're wild. They showed him in the stands, and then quickly the camera got away from him. They didn't want to show what they was doing or saying. But his mentality, John, the way he looks at the game, he truly wants to win. He understands his limitations, and he does what he does best. And what he does best, he does better than anyone in our league. But he's tough. He's definitely a tough kid, and he works hard. And all of those little intangibles are things that are not spoken that should have been referenced when these commentators get on there and they talk about how do you describe Jokic.
Yeah, it seems like he's answered every question, hasn't he?
Yep.
I mean, the big knock on Denver the whole season, yeah, they're number one in the West, but look at their playoff resume. Look what they've done in the postseason in previous years. It hasn't seemed to faze this guy, you know, and that's the ultimate, to me, guys, player who makes his teammates better. And isn't that the ultimate MVP? Isn't that ultimately what you want on your team? When your best player, not only is your best player in every phase of the game, but he's also making everybody else better. I think that's just the engine that makes that Nugget team run.
Of course, Denver up 3-1 following their win on Friday night. They're going to try to close things out at home tomorrow night when they take on Miami in Game 5. Hey, J. Mike, before we let you go, just some thoughts on Mike Malone and the job that he's done in Denver. I mean, when you've got the greatest player in the world, a lot of people think, yeah, you just roll the ball out there. But the way he's been able to utilize Jokic, and then as you said, Jokic then utilizing the rest of the team that's on the floor, making them even better. I think a huge amount of credit goes to Mike Malone.
Oh, I agree. It's nice to see, you know, an old Cavs alum doing the job.
Right.
It's easy to forget. He got a lot of heat. I mean, I'm not going to say he was on the hot seat, but, you know, some of these seasons where the Nuggets had early exits with all this talent, you know, things weren't shining all that brightly on Michael Malone, you know, and he's hung in there. He's persevered. He's pressing the right buttons. You know, after their, I'm not going to say lifeless effort, but their not terrific effort in the game they lost in game two, you heard his comments. You know, he said, we didn't defensively, we just let the foot off the gas. We weren't playing the way we needed to. It seems like he has been motivating his team the right way, not just throughout the season, but in this series. So I think he deserves a ton of credit. And, you know, it's funny, Jim, you make that Jokic and Murray reference. The health of Murray, to me, is key.
Right.
I mean, Murray, yeah. You know, that Murray missed all of last season. It's not easy to come back. And, you know, to me, that was one of my big question marks for Denver. If Murray can play at a Murray-like level, man, that's a dangerous team.
That's right.
And now, you know, now you add in Caldwell Pope. You know, you add in these other guys, even Porter, you know, who can be up and down. And both Caldwell Pope and Porter were up and down in games two and three. When they're hitting, that's a dangerous team. The other thing that strikes me, you know, bringing this thing full circle, guys, talking about bench. Every guy that Michael Malone sends into the game, you say, yeah, that guy's pretty good, right? I mean, there are no weak links. You know, both Browns, Jeff Green, every dude they send in the game, oh, that guy's pretty dangerous. He can do some damage. So, I mean, that they're deep, they're strong. There are very few, if any, weaknesses, and Michael Malone's orchestrating the whole thing. He deserves a lot of credit, and that team's on the precipice of doing something that's never happened in Denver before.
Yeah, that city's going to be just lights out if they can clinch it tomorrow night or whenever they do. J. Mike, as always, we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm not sure in the 23-24 season we're going to call you Joker, but, you know. But if Jim wants to compare you to Jokic, I guess we can do that.
Yeah, I'll take it anytime. Hey, always fun visiting with you guys.
Thank you, guys.
John Michael joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We appreciate John taking some time out of his very busy schedule. We'll take a time out when we come back on the other side. Well, a guy who works with J. Mike on Bally Sports and former Cavaliers head coach Mike Fratello is going to pay us a visit. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues right after this.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
As part of the LGBTQ Pride Month, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse are proud to stand together. Over 60 volunteers from across the organization participated in Pride in the CLE in downtown Cleveland. The group will also team up with the Colors Plus Youth Center for their annual Show Your Colors Plus fundraising event, which is open to all LGBTQ Plus youth, allies, and families. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. You're experiencing Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us as you spend part of your Sunday with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Again, a great big thank you to John Michael, television voice of the Cavaliers, who joined us during the first half of the program, and a guy who knows John Michael very, very well now sits in with Jim Jones and yours truly for the second half of the show. Mike Fratello, who of course does television work with J. Mike, also with the Clippers, and of course, former head coach of the Cavaliers. Coach, great to have you with us. We appreciate you spending some time.
Guys, things have certainly slowed down, haven't they, since the beginning of the playoffs up to where we are now, with just two teams remaining playing for that wonderful trophy. And it's been a very interesting season when you think about all the things that took place and teams that achieved what they did on their way to trying to make the playoffs or making the playoffs, and then what these playoffs have been about. And then all of a sudden, as we all know, the suddenness of being over. Young guys coming into the league don't realize it's over today and there's nothing tomorrow. And that's why you want to try and keep playing as long as you can.
Well, I've mentioned to a few folks, Coach, that that final game five against the Knicks, as I was walking out, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, that's it. We're done. There's no game six to prep for. So let's start with the Cavaliers, Mike. As I mentioned, you were with John Michael for many of the games on Bally, so you got an up-close and personal look at this Cavalier basketball team. And taking the playoffs into account, just your overall view of the 22-23 season for the Cavaliers.
I felt it was a tremendous season for them. I look at what they achieved. I look at how they put the roster together, the boldness of the great move to get Donovan Mitchell. Yes, they had to give up a lot, but they got a lot back in return with a player who provided great nights of basketball and entertainment for the fans. And I think of the excitement in that building and the people that showed up night in and night out to support the team. And then, you know, the race within the race down the stretch, can they hang on to home court advantage? Can they be one of those top four teams? Can they win 50 games? All of that stuff that you play for and that you set up as a coach as being goals that you're trying to accomplish during the year, and the growing and learning process, and, you know, going into it, those who said, well, the Cavs don't have much playoff experience on their roster. And now you can say, well, they have playoff experience now as a group, and they certainly learned from that and hopefully will grow from that. And you move forward with the next step. And, you know, I'm looking around and seeing some of the knee-jerk reactions to what happened around the league as far as coaching moves. And I wondered how many guys after the fact, let's just use Milwaukee as an example. They fire Mike Budenholzer. And then when you see that, oh, that team that knocked us out happens to be playing for the NBA championship right now. So we guess they are. Maybe they're a little bit better than, you know, than we thought they were, and we were banged up and injured, and Giannis wasn't himself totally, and maybe you'd like to have that move back again and bring a guy like Budenholzer back. But that's what happens sometimes when you don't take your time and understand exactly where your roster is, where the team is, what level they're at, how much further should we have gone than we did go this year. And you evaluate everything, and then the calmness of that front office is so important, and having the feel, the right feel for what the team is about, and how do you make it better? You set out on a path to make it better. And I'll give you a perfect example is Miami evaluating what Kyle Lowry is all about. Mm-hmm. And if I would have asked you back in the beginning of the year and you were a general manager or president of a team, would you have gone out and signed Kyle Lowry after he had run out his contract in Toronto, or would you have said, I think this guy is done. I don't think he's got a whole lot left in the tank. Well, they went and they signed him, and he didn't play a whole lot during the regular season, and they didn't win a lot of games during the regular season and barely got into the playoffs as the eighth seed. But now Kyle Lowry back healthy and not worn down from the whole season has been one of the guys that's inspired this team to get to the finals and maybe given them a chance against Denver. So a great move by the Miami front office there, and looking at what they needed, the leadership, the experience, winning a championship already in his past, bring that to Miami and help us. That was a great move.
Yeah, Mike, those are the intangibles that most announcers, especially on the national, they don't talk about the intangibles, what's inside of a player and how what's inside of maybe a veteran player can affect the whole roster. The Cavaliers, if you really think about it, Mike, they could be better next year and not win 51 games. Your thoughts?
There's no question about that, because first you have to look and see what is everybody else doing around us. The teams that just finished a little bit behind the Cavaliers, do they have more flexibility money-wise? Do they have more picks to deal and use? Do they have more prospects they would be willing to give up that are impact kind of guys to get somebody back that can help them win more games next year? Meanwhile, the Cavaliers, as we know, they had to put a nice size package together to pull that deal off to get, you know, Donovan Mitchell. So as a result, they don't have a lot right now that they can go out and say, look, we can give you this pick and that pick, or we're going to pick in the top five or seven draft picks. They don't have all that going for them. So perhaps the way they approach it is they look at it and say, look, let's surround what we have with better players than we had in the past. Let's look at who we have. First five, do we like them? Okay. Did they get us to 50 wins? Okay. Now can that group behind them take them to a different level? Let's talk about Brown coming off the bench for Denver. I mean, this right. guy is a free agent out there, and he has made himself a little bit of money playing the way he has, okay, in this playoffs, you know, stretch for the Denver Nuggets. But he comes off the bench, is averaging over 11 or 12 points a game for them thus far, you know, in this final series, and has been magnificent. He defends, he plays hard, he comes out and helps him at the offensive end, move the basketball, and then make shots when he has to. So maybe you do that in trying to help make your team stronger. Different ways to look at it.
Again, we're talking with Mike Vitello, former Cavalier head coach and now broadcaster extraordinaire, joins J. Mike on the Bally Sports end on the Cavaliers side. And Coach, I'm sure fans watch the NBA Finals a lot different than you do as a former NBA head coach and a true X and O guy. Looking at this Denver team, not saying they've won it, but they're up 3-1. They're on the precipice. What really impresses you as you watch them from a coach's perspective?
I think they have been put together piece by piece, heading towards the ultimate goal, which is to win an NBA championship. So first, I give credit to the front office for the moves and ownership, moves that they've made. I hate going back a long distance, but I'm going to go back a medium long distance to say perhaps their greatest move they made was when they had to decide, are we keeping Nurkic or are we keeping Jokic? Mm. And I think they made the right decision. Okay. And keeping Nikola, and two-time MVP, and in consideration again, because he is just a magnificent player, and then put around him the pieces that they felt were necessary. I thought another incredible move by them was picking up Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon was in a place where he didn't fit, where it wasn't going to work, and that was Orlando. And that's not to say anything about the Orlando organization, not to say anything about him as a player, but it wasn't the right place at the right time. And now if you look at it, if you eliminate the obvious, you know, Jokic, who's averaging 30, almost 31 points per game here in the four games against Miami. And you look at his 13.5 rebounds and 8 assists per game. That's the obvious. And then you look at Murray. Isn't Gordon perhaps the real MVP of what's happened so far for Denver, meaning he's come in and done everything they've asked him to do, meaning score when he has to score, stop Jimmy Butler when you have to stop Jimmy Butler. Butler's averaging just under 22 points per game in the finals thus far. You know, I'm not seeing that capability right now of Butler getting a 40-point game like he did in those first three rounds. And it's because of Aaron Gordon. So they got derailed a little bit by the ACL injury to Jamal Murray. That set him back. And I remember listening to Michael Malone, the coach of Denver, in a press conference during this past season. And he said, you know, when Jamal tore his knee, our doctors came to us and said, don't expect him back in a year. He's not going to be the old Jamal Murray in a year. He's going to become the old Jamal Murray in 18 months. And he said they were right on the money. Wow. A year was not enough. It took 18 months for him to get back and do the things that he was doing. So therefore, their franchise suffered along the way, you know, as well as they did, you know, as well coached as they were with Michael Malone. He's been there 8 years now coaching this team, putting his philosophy in, putting his principles in defensively. We know here in Cleveland how good an assistant coach he was when he was here. Mm-hmm. Now when he gets his own team and they stay with him and they give him the chance and they realize the injury to Murray set them back a little bit. Now here we are 2 years down the road and they're playing for an NBA championship. So they've pretty much dominated every category in the first four games between these two teams. I think the only two categories that Miami team-wise has won have been turnovers. I think Denver has two more turnovers a game than Miami does. And free throw percentage, Miami shot around 85 and Denver shooting around 81 from the foul line. Otherwise, every other category, points per game, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, are all in Denver's favor. So why shouldn't they be up 3-1 right now?
Absolutely. Right. We're talking with Mike Fratello. We've got a lot more to cover with Mike, so stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse, continues on this Sunday. Great to have you with us, and great to have joining us Mike Fratello.
First, Mike, I want to commend you on your commentary, and one of the things I know about you is your preparation, and we love having you. You're a true treasure for our organization because your insights are just incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah, the one thing I want to ask you, Coach, is something that has to do with your upbringing, and that's you, Hubie Brown, Leighton, Brendan Malone, and this young Malone. There's a constant thread of something they call the toughness component. Talk a little bit about that. It's in all of you guys.
Well, the names you mentioned all came out of that, you know, New York, New Jersey area, and it seems like our paths kind of followed each other a little bit, either individually or together. For example, the five-star basketball camp.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Cymbio. TIKA.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Experience where so many of the great collegiate coaches like the Rick Pitinos and John Calipari's and the Mike Krzyzewski's and the Jay Wright's, you know, come through that experience. Brendan Malone, who was Michael Malone's dad, was a five-star camper. Hubie, the first head coach of five-star camp was Bobby Knight. And the guy they brought in after Bobby Knight said, I really, he did it, I think, 1 year, maybe 2 years. And then Bobby Knight said, I can't do it anymore with the responsibilities I have as a college coach. They brought in Hubie Brown as the next head coach. And this is a camp that was what Nike and Adidas and all the other outstanding camps that high school players go to now, that AAU track of guys, this was the predecessor to all of them. This was the trendsetter. This was the place to be if you wanted to be an outstanding prospect for colleges. And I'm talking about everyone from the Patrick Ewings, Alonzo Mourning, Michael Jordans, LeBron James. All of these people went through five-star basketball camp. And then you had to look at the staffs. Who was coaching these guys? These guys were sophomores, juniors, rising seniors in high school when they came to this camp. And to see the names of the coaches, the ones I mentioned just now, plus another 25 to 30 Hall of Fame-type coaches that were there coaching, we all kind of went through those same things together, the experience of that. And you learn watching the guy next to you teaching his station, you know, that's something I never thought about. That's a hell of a drill that he just did. Or it's a hell of a point he just made. And you learn from each other. Then at night you go out, and when camp is done at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you go down to a local bar and you sit and talk basketball, grab a burger together and share the experiences. So perhaps that's why, you know, there is some similarities between those names.
And the salt and pepper shakers and the ketchup packets, they become the X's and O's, right? Isn't that right, Coach?
they certainly do, yes, sir.
Coach, you mentioned a litany of great coaches in that last comment, and boy, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the NBA offseason as far as that coaching carousel is concerned. Now, there's a famous line in the great movie, The Godfather, it's the business we've chosen. I think coaches know this. But, boy, your thoughts on all the moves that have been made this offseason in the NBA.
Some I would agree with, some I would not agree with. But then again, it's tough to have an opinion when you don't know everything behind the scenes. Mm. And, you know, agents have so much to do. Players talk to their agents and convey. The agents then convey the message back to the presidents or general managers of the respective teams. And you get put in a tough spot sometime when an agent comes to you. I'll just take both of you and make you each presidents of your own respective teams, teams number 31 and 32 in the NBA, okay? So I'll call Jim, I'm going to call you Vegas because you're the high roller. Okay, Tim, I'm going to put you in Seattle, Tim. Okay, and you're the new president there, and one of your best player, who's an all-NBA player, who's an all-star, who's a top five scorer or rebounder, his agent comes to you and says, Johnny Jones doesn't want to play for this guy anymore. Mm. What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
So I'm putting you in, and that's what happens so often, that they get put in these compromising positions where they have to make a decision one way or the other. Now, it's happened where a person has the strength, and I'm going to use Miami as an example because I know it firsthand that somewhere along the way, with the great Pat Riley being in the front office running that show for so long, Pat Riley was put in a spot where a player may have walked in and said, I think we need a coaching change. I'd rather play for somebody else. And Pat Riley said, this is our coach, and this is who you're playing for, and if you don't like it, we'll make a move. And he totally had the backing of his coach. Pat Riley said, I'm going to make the decisions, the tough decisions, when I feel they're appropriate and they're right and they're necessary, and that's the way it is. So he had the back because he had the power, okay, to run that franchise given to him by Mickey Arison, the owner of the franchise, one of the great owners in this league. Mm-hmm. So having said that, the fact that there are six openings that came up this year, you know, Monty Williams winds up going to Detroit, and Monty got a huge contract. He was determined to sit out this year, kind of take a year off, sit back, see what's going on. You're talking about the former NBA Coach of the Year back in 21-22, but when Detroit wouldn't take no for an answer, and they made the contract what it became in the end, Monty couldn't turn that down. Dwayne Casey steps down there to wind up in the front office now at Detroit, and I'm happy. Happy the organization took care of Dwayne after the years of suffering he went through when they, you know, said, look, we're going to rip this thing down, tear it apart, and build it back up again, and there's going to be a lot of losses here. And we're staying with you, so, you know, he wound up taking all those losses. Houston was an interesting job because it was a collection of young talent that which way are they going to turn? You want to bring a veteran coach in, a guy with a lot of years experience to try and coach these young guys? Maybe the veteran guys that they may have talked to said, like, look, I want to coach a team that's got a few more veterans on and got some experience. I don't want to go in with a lot of learning lessons. So they turned to Ime Udoka, who showed what he can do with that Celtics team two seasons ago when he took them to the NBA Finals. But Stephen Silas, who took the same bullets that we just talked about with Dwayne Casey doing that up in Detroit, that's what Stephen Silas had to go through, and you hope that he winds up landing on his feet. Milwaukee took Adrian Griffin to replace Mike Budenholzer. Griffin, been an assistant in the league, most recently up in Toronto there to Nick Nurse, an excellent head coach. So Adrian Griffin, finally, he's been mentioned year after year for the last 5 or 6 years as a candidate. So you have to value the experience he had in Toronto, winning a championship a couple of years back. So now he comes into Milwaukee, and hopefully they'll have a healthy roster going into next season. Nick Nurse replaces Doc three straight times, takes the team to the playoffs, exits earlier than they felt he should have exited, but there could be a lot more behind the scenes than that. We know what kind of coach Doc Rivers is, and we know that Daryl Morey and Harden have a lot of history going back to Houston together. So now Harden being a free agent, does that have anything to do with it? So they bring in Nick Nurse, who's a little bit of a rebel type of coach, willing to try triangle and twos and boxes and ones. And now he'll go in and have the opportunity to coach Joel Embiid and perhaps Harden. We don't know that for sure, but he's won a championship in Toronto. So they have to give him the respect that he's earned. And then Frank Vogel in Phoenix. And I think the move there was because Vogel went in and showed them that in L.A. during the shortened season because of COVID, he could handle LeBron James, Anthony Davis, the other cast of characters, and help them win an NBA championship. He was at Indiana. He was at Orlando. Then he goes to L.A. and wins the championship. So now they're counting on the fact that he will be able to take Kevin Durant along with Booker, and we'll see who else winds up there because they gave up a whole bunch of people or picks to come up with Kevin Durant, and now they let Chris Paul go. Didn't want to be obligated to Chris Paul in another contract situation. And let's remember, you know, Chris Paul on his way out has had a great, great career. But if you got to worry about the numbers and the money, how much are you willing to pay Chris Paul going into if you signed him again? Remember, he's coming off of a $28 million contract for Phoenix this year. How much money do you have left? How much would you sign him for? Well, who do you replace him with? And, you know, that honor is Frank Vogel's now, NBA champion, but he's got his work cut out for him there.
Boy, Mike, some amazing insights as you go through the rounds of the jobs that have been open and filled as far as the NBA coaching carousel is concerned. We really appreciate you joining us this week on Cavs HQ. Your insights are just tremendous. Coach, look forward to seeing you again when the 23-24 season rolls around.
Thank you, Coach.
Guys, appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. Both of you have a good summer.
Thanks, Mike. You too. Coach Mike Fratello, our guest on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Jim and I will be back. We'll wrap it all up after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. That was a fun show. Huge thank you to our two outstanding guests, John Michael, the television voice of the Cavaliers, outstanding work on Bally's, and also a huge thank you to a guy that joins John Michael several times throughout the year on Bally's covering Cavs basketball, Mike Fratello. How about his insights in the second half of the show? Great big thank you to the dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen. Great big thanks to Jim Jones, and of course the biggest thanks go out to you, the listeners. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday with us. We'll be back next week for another edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway, all along the Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening, and so long, everybody.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.